But welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to talk about some Star Wars news. We're going to go to the man that wants to let you know while you are all out there lying and shooting, he'd be home with a stack of cash and a Ruger. So, General Miguel, what is going on in the Star Wars world, particularly with the Sith side of things? Explain a lot of the ideas that J.J. Abrams had in Rise of the Skywalker. Why don't you go ahead and explain that?
Basically, Disney's trying to clean up their fuck up is essentially what they're doing, because now all of a sudden, since the movie's been out, they're just retconning everything with, you go to the stories, Palpatine was a clone, and then he was an unsuccessful clone, and that unsuccessful clone ended up being the father of Rey, and every week there's something, there's some new excuse or some new reason that comes out that's explained by something in a novel that I just keep going, why didn't you just make the right fucking movie to begin with? And then we wouldn't have this problem. But no, they made the piece of shit that they made, and now they figure if we give explanations through story, it all makes sense and everybody will like the movie more. No! Movie fucking sucks. What the hell happened to Disney? What in the hell happened? That's all I'm trying to understand.
Captain Kennedy, man.
She needs to go. She needs to go. Not another year. Not two more years of it. I don't give a damn what her contract. Pay her all her money and get her the fuck out of her office. Now. Don't pack it up. Just walk in her office. Kathleen, please get up and follow us and escort her ass off the premises. That's all I need. Because what in the hell? What is going on? This makes absolutely no sense. None. Keith,
do you have any comments about Darth Sidious or Palpatine?
I know it's true, but my whole thing is, why didn't you just do that in the movie?
Well, because they wanted to sell you more Star Wars stuff, as far as books, audiobooks, comic books.
No, I don't think it, like, no.
There'll probably be a whole show on Disney Plus explaining Palpatine and his clones.
I disagree. Only that, yes, Star Wars has always been about the expanded universe. Well, ever since the original trilogy, actually, they've always had extra the toys and everything like that added to it. But the expanded universe that came out after the original trilogy, before the prequels came out, kind of adding more to the story, that was always the case. So the whole media campaign behind Star Wars is always going to be involved with books and everything. A couple of reasons why I disagree. One is that the novel looked like it got delayed. Like, normally you had the novelization come out around the time the movie's released. This book came out, what is it, 3 months?
Something like that.
Yeah, 2.5 to 3 months after the movie came out. The book is based off of the script, the original script, the approved script that they were going off of. Any last minute changes or edit job, they usually leave it in. Like, I forgive the prequel so much as I read the novelizations behind the prequels. For instance, Revenge of the Sith, the book that came out with it was huge. It filled in every little tiny blank that you may have had. And it came out around the same time as the movie did. It basically talked about what Palpatine was doing to Anakin during the entire course of the book. It talked about how the beginning of the rebellion, that Padme wasn't just sitting around being pregnant throughout the movie. She was plotting with Bail Organa and the rest of the guys to create a rebel alliance, try to fix these things to try to curb Palpatine's growing power. And it was like all these little tiny things, hints that, you know, you when you read it, you were like, okay, I can see that this would have turned into a 3-hour movie. So yeah, I can see why they cut it out. But it added more to it, more juice to it. But came out around the same time of the movie. As a reader, you understood that it was just for time constraints that wasn't added to the movie and everything. This is a straight retcon, just like you said, Mike. Caught wind of the internet or the fan reaction, and they just start trying to fill in the plot holes that Abrams had. And it turns out it's worse than what was detailed in the movies. I kind of wish they didn't talk about it now. It's actually making the movie look a little bit better. Full story is terrible.
Well, let's go to Matt. Matt, how do you feel about all this?
It's just one big shit show. You guys pretty much covered it as far as they're trying to cover their tracks. They did a terrible job. They need somebody from the PR department who works strictly on doing PR for Star Wars, because in my opinion, it would be a full-time job and then some. Nice try. Didn't work. Hopefully the next set of Star Wars movies are developed by someone who actually give a shit about the franchise, can explore the lore, the traditions, as well as some backstories that have been in previous movies and or novels.
So, like, you read off a cue card or something?
No, that was just off the top of my head.
James.
I don't even care.
One of the Star Wars purists on the podcast.
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
No.
Yes, you do, James.
If it's not the Mandalorian, I don't give a shit no more. Like, for real.
Damn.
We've all said it. We all agree. This is basically them covering their tracks because they don't know how to tell the fucking story. So let's do this and just see what reaction we get. And so far, I don't know if the reaction has been bad or not because I just don't give a fuck. I don't care. Okay, if he was a clone, there was a Palpatine clone in the expanded universe. That's true. That was there. That's not the problem. You didn't tell the story the first time around. First of all, just add that in there because we don't know how to tell a story.
Wasn't the whole thing is that they disregarded all the extended universe stuff to make these movies?
And then they go back to it because they fucked up. That's
so
how I see it.
If you take the time out to say the whole Jedi Twins or any of the years and years of books, comics, the people that took on the legacy of George Lucas, we can kind of flesh out some of the Star Wars universe. None of that stuff matters because we don't want to pay you royalties. You go back to all that to kind of fill in the gap for one bad movie.
Mm-hmm. It's an escape plan, man. That just really annoys me with this shit, right? Is that, like you said, they try their best to not involve the expanding universe, but yet now they use something from the expanding universe to cover their tracks. This is just utter garbage, man. They should be ashamed of themselves, like, for real. This is just disgusting. I don't know why we've been talking about Star Wars anymore. I don't give a fuck. If it's not The Mandalorian, I don't give a shit.
Beast Game Podcast.
I'm just tired of it, man. I will say I am in a group of the majority. I believe a lot of Star Wars fans feel the same way I do. It's just like you just get tired of them just butchering something that you have so much information, so many stories to tell, and you just decide to end the Skywalker saga like this. Just stop talking about the fucking movie. It's over and done with. Stop. You know what you're doing? Well, you're opening up a fucking wound and putting salt and lemon in that shit. Chill.
That's because it's going to come out digital and Blu-ray and all that. So now it's become a topic again. And they're trying to ramp everything back up so people will buy.
Nobody gives a... Well, I don't know. I can't see nobody gives a fuck.
Talk to people who think it's the greatest shit ever made. And I'm just like, no, you fucking bought it to the fanfare and it touched your soul and your little heartstrings. Let's say, when you watch that motherfucker in a few months, you'll see. Movie fuck sucks. They just need to shut up, let this pass, and then let Feige do what he needs to do. Either give it to Dagon, Favreau, or go ahead with Taika Waititi and keep it moving. Just give it to some people who give a fuck. That's all. And get Kathleen Kennedy the hell out of office. And we're good.
Yeah, speaking of Taiki, he flat out told him, hell no, he's not directing the Star Wars movie. He says, I think people see me hanging out with people, especially with Star Wars, and think I'm having some big discussions about it. I would fucking love to, if it was right. I would want to do any kind of movie if it made sense, and if it felt not like career suicide. And that's all he had to say to it.
I feel that he's fully capable. The Star Wars fan base is so fucking scorned by the shit that we've been getting lately that it's going to be hard to please.
Well, I would say everyone. This. The only person that can fix this is George Lucas. If George Lucas comes back to Star Wars,
yes. Yeah.
All these problems go away.
How old is he?
George Lucas has to be like 70. Yeah.
It's just he just didn't want to do it anymore. He sold it. He's like, I'm done. I'm good.
Didn't he have comments about the latest trilogy?
He said it was shit. He hated it. Like,
and he's more upset because he gave them an outline on what to do in his absence and keep it going. And they completely did none of it.
Well, here's the fucked up part, right? He gave them an outline and it was nothing like what they did right here. It was not a reboot. It was completely different. It was like introspective end. It was basically an ending to all of the stories that he told and an opening for the rest. That was it. He was shutting down all the old stuff. He wasn't revisiting shit. He just was going to shut it all down. And I think he said he was going to do it in a movie. He'd introduce new stuff, but it was completely different from what he was doing. And plus the way he does things, he likes to do experimental shit. So it would have been completely different than anything that the past sequels, including the prequels. Kathleen Kennedy was like, no, that's not what the fans want. And she was proved right when episode 7 was what, the third largest?
Well, I mean, the whole thing is that Disney just gave you another princess story over again in a different format, in a different setting, in a different property. That's really all it is. I mean, Disney, only type of movies they put out, and that's what happened.
I mean, she's not going anywhere either, right? I mean, it looks like she's still there.
She said 2 years. Yes. She's supposed to be on her way out, but there's something about she'll still be around for like the next 2 years. I'm like, for what?
I mean, just get rid of her.
Right. Iger's leaving. Get her the fuck out. Just go.
What do you need? He made his money off that Fox deal and was like, peace, everybody.
Yeah.
He made his money. He was like, I'm out.
Like, y'all are super paid. Go. Leave. Stop fucking it up.
How could you guys fix it in this case? Let's say you guys are the director. At this point, everything's jacked up. What do you do?
Go forward or go way back? I go way forward to the point where everything's a myth. And then you can just kind of start fresh.
Create a whole new story.
If I wanted to have Jedi Sith, I would kick it back to the original stuff and have it detail the origins. Then just kind of let it carry on from there. I would not try to revisit anything that was done previously in the film, like in terms of empires or anything like that. There's no need to. There wouldn't be a single person named Skywalker in it. I know that much. No Solo, no Skywalker. I mean, those characters are more archetypes now. So it doesn't make sense to keep revisiting the same characters over and over again. We can just have someone else fit that archetype and move forward with that, if that makes sense. But I'd either go all the way back to the Old Republic or do it 1,000 years into the future.
Right.
And kick it off like that. And you've got the basic technology and the world building that's left there. And at the same time, you've got enough wiggle room to no one remembers or talks about what happened 1,000 years ago with any kind of detail. The idea is just flow. You could do your retelling if you want to do it. Retell the hero's journey from specific perspective. Or you can just go back and just go all the way back to the beginning. Like, do Knights of the Old Republic.
I mean, that shit's already laid out for you.
Is that just by EA, though? Can they do that?
No, it's actual novelization of that, man.
Disney owns that. Own it. They may have to kick out some royalties who used to work for BioWare, who first wrote it, but I don't think... Like, Lucas was kind of, I don't want to say he was a jerk about it, but he was pretty hardcore. If you did a Star Wars story and you made money off of it, he owned it. I'm pretty sure they'll get royalties if they use the same characters and...
Darth Revan?
Yeah, if they use Revan exactly and stuff, I'm pretty sure somebody's going to get a couple bucks and stuff, but yeah, they'll have to get a couple bucks for it, but he owns them outright, so they can do whatever they want with them.
It's so much, man.
You don't even have to go with the same... I mean... If I had my way, if I was doing episode 7, I would have literally taken the Thrawn trilogy. Fits everything. Set up for a whole new series of adventures and you're done.
Whatever you do, for the love of God, please, if you decide to have a female character in the lead, build her up. Don't make her a fucking Mary Sue. Build up the character, please. Just don't make this character just fucking amazing at everything. It has no flaws whatsoever. Come on, man. What happened to storytelling? That's what I'm saying. What happened to storytelling?
I honestly do not know.
They don't care about storytelling anymore. Whatever, get people's butts in the seats and have them spend the money. That's it.
Everything's got to start with Kathleen Kennedy getting out of it and just not fucking with that. Personally, I'll just turn it over to Feige and be done with it because he seems to be the only one that he's able to make it happen without.
You don't think he got his hands full with this Marvel Universe? I don't think they've hashed everything out Feige, yet.
Favreau, I'm sorry.
Oh,
John Favreau.
Well, no, they said that they're supposed to be turning Star Wars over to Feige, but the last thing I read was they want him to basically build a Star Wars universe similar to the Marvel universe.
Yeah.
So a bunch of different films with characters that all interconnected at some point.
Might work, man.
But who's going to be the big baddie?
Yeah. Nah, I don't know. I mean, I would assume so, but...
Darth Crate?
Oh, God.
Who?
Oh, God.
And Mike, I have a question. Like, have you talked to Packy about some of this stuff?
Actually, we have not talked about it. He was actually one of the people who liked Rise of Skywalker. They're like, oh, man, I thought it was great and all this other stuff. And I know half of that's because he's a big Palpatine person. So, because he got hyped off the trailer with, oh, man, you heard the laugh. So I'm sure that had a lot to do with why he liked it. But I told him, one day we'll have to talk about it because I don't see what the hell it was like at all. And he was all high on it. But again, Beat was high on it. So we talked and then I gave my slew of reasons on why I didn't like it. And then suddenly he was like, like you had a point. And I'm like, I'm just saying, get past the fanfare. What are we really looking at?